Hello again. Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. I want to read a portion of Scripture to you, and I'll pass a few comments on it as I read through. But at the end then, I'll introduce a brief series of talks that I would like to give, starting with this particular Scripture. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm commencing to read at verse 10, and I'll read to the middle of verse 18. Finally, my brethren. So Paul is writing this portion of Scripture, and he is writing to fellow believers, writing to Christians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He was warning believers that there's a world they can see, but intermingled with it and interacting with it, there is a world which we cannot see, a spiritual world, as it were. There is a real devil, and we do have to contend with him. He goes on to say, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not just people we have problems with. It's not just the world we can see that we have problems with. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And in light of the powers we struggle against, he goes on to say, therefore take up the whole armour of God. You're in a battle, but God has provided armour which will keep you safe in that battle. Therefore take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So Paul is saying here, there is more to the world, more to this world we're living in than meets the eye. There is the world we can see, but there is an unseen world with which we have to contend. In this little series, I want to say to you, welcome to the real world. Let's learn about the real world and everything we have to contend with. I'll say a few things about that based on this portion of Scripture. But then as we go on with the series, I want to ask and try to answer two particular questions. What is going on in the world? And how will it all end? So let's start with this statement and think a little bit about it in light of what we see here in this portion of Scripture. There is more to this world than meets the eye. If you are to be able to meet the forces that come against you, you'll need to be strong. Your own strength is not enough. So Paul says at the very start of the Scripture, be strong in the Lord. He has power. He has might. He will help you. He's warning you that there is a struggle, but he's telling you that he has provided armor that will protect you in the battles of life and will keep you standing right through all the battles, and when the battles are over, you'll still be standing. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is a real person. There is more to this world than meets the eye. It is amazing when you read the Word of God to learn that we are contending with not just people, but with a spiritual world that lies behind them. When I read the story of Job, here's just two verses from the second chapter of Job. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. When we read this book, we have the curtains drawn aside, as it were, to let us see this spiritual world, this world that at the moment we cannot see, but with which we have to deal. And the scene here in that verse is in heaven. And the angels are assembled before God for a meeting. And Satan comes in with them. And it goes on to say in the next verse, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?' Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth in it.'" Yes, there is a devil. Yes, he is here on earth. He can move freely between here and the heavenly places. And he has many demons, many servants who help him in his deadly work. There is more to this world than the eye can see, and we need to be prepared for it. You remember what we read, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood," not that alone, "but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Hosts of wicked spirits. So we're told, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. God's armor is described for us. Salvation is mentioned. Take the helmet of salvation. That's the very starting point. You will never be able to contend with these forces if you are not born again, if you are not saved, if you are not a Christian, if you do not have the Lord to help you. Take the helmet of salvation. And then it says you can have your waist girded with truth. The truth of the Word of God will strengthen you. And if you become a person who deals in truth and only speaks the truth, then you'll know that this is a part of your armor that goes right round you, goes right round your back. And if you have always dealt with the truth and told the truth, even what people say behind your back will not be effective against you. It will prove to be wrong. You will be protected. Have the breastplate of righteousness, he says. Now we need the righteousness of Christ imputed to us if we're to get into heaven. But as Christians, we must live in a righteous way. And that will protect us. That is part of our armour. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. When you come to know the Lord and you know the gospel, you want to spread it. You want to tell other people how they can have peace. It's appropriate that it says having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. As you go about, if you were in soft ground, it would be your feet that would leave the marks of you having been there. And if you are preaching the gospel of peace, that will be the mark that you will leave as you pass from place to place in this world. It says, take the shield of faith. In fact, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith. A shield worn on your arm can be moved from side to side, can be moved up, moved down, can protect you from the arrows that come against you, no matter where they're coming from. It's a movable, protective part of your armour. Then it talks about the sword of the Spirit. You're in a battle and you've been given weapons. The sword of the Spirit, it says, is the Word of God. And with the Word of God, you will be able to slay those, spiritually speaking, who come against you. You will have God's answer for things. And it says, pay attention to prayer. Prayer is also a defensive and an offensive part of your armour. You can pray for protection and you can pray for the Lord to deal with your enemies and your problems. This is a marvellous portion of Scripture, but it shows us that there's more to this world than meets the eye. In the next few talks on this subject of the real world, we'll try to answer the questions, what is going on in this world? And then, how will it all end? Welcome to the real world. May you be aware of it. May you be ready for it. May the Lord bless you. Amen.